Okay, today's daf is Shabbos daf Pei, and today we're going to talk about the topic of Zecher LeMikdash. Zecher LeMikdash, where does this come up? On daf Pei Amid Beis, where the Mishnah continues here in these prakim, giving shiurim for different items carrying out. How much do you have to carry out? So the Gemara says, how much sand? Chol Hagas. How much sand does one have to carry out? Hotzah, to be chayev for the malacha of Hotzah. K'tein litein amoli kafsid. Enough to mix with sid, with lime. Sand enough to mix with lime. Says the Mish, says the Gemara, amali kaf sid, tana kadei litein al pi kaf shel sayadin. Enough to put, to mix with the kaf of sayadin, meaning sand was added to strengthen the plaster. There was lime and plaster, so you put it, added in some sand. So you see, sand is good. So ask the Gemara, man tana techol ma'ali l'sid, which opinion holds that chol is Ma'ali is helpful for Sid, Amar Chista Rabbi Yehudahi. It must be Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, the Tanya, because we have a Brice in a totally different context. The Tanakama says, Lo Yasir Adam as base of a Sid, a person should not lime and plaster their house with Sid, Elokin Irebo Tevin Ochol, unless you mixed in Tevin Ochol. You shouldn't do it because it's not gonna last. Right, so you shouldn't do it without Tevin Ochol. Says Rashi, Lo Yasir Adam as base of a Sid, La Achar Churban, because of Avelus and Yerushalayim, so you shouldn't do things perfectly. So you shouldn't do it unless you mixed in Tevin or Chol. So the Tanakama says, because if you mix these in, it won't be perfectly white. Shalo Yehe Lavan called Sercho. So if it's not perfectly white, so that makes it worse. And that's why Mitam Churban, Chazal said, don't paint and plaster your walls perfectly inside your house. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Tevin Mutter, Tevin you're allowed to put in. Because Tevin does not help it. Chol Aser, Chol is Aser, Mebreju Troxin. So you see, Chol is good, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Not bad, like the Tanakhama says, and that's why our Mishnah must be like Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, that Tevin is good for Chol, and that's why Chol is good for Sid, and that is why that's the amount that you're Aser to carry out. Rava Amar, if you look at Rabbanan, Rava says our Mishnah could even be according to the Rabbanan, who say that you're allowed, it darkens it, so doesn't that make it worse? Kilkulo zeo tikuno. No, kilkulo zeo tikuno, meaning it makes it worse, and that's why it is mutter l'achar churban. But it's also misakin, and that's why people still use it. Okay, but either way, you see from Rashi that there are certain limitations on how one plasters and paints one's house, zecher l'churban. So really, there are two Gemaras that we could talk about. So the Gemara and the context that our Rashi is referring to is the Gemara on the last Amud in the third paragraph of Masechet Basra, the last daf of Cheskas Avatin, Samach Amud Beis. Right, it is a 30-blot parak, going all the way from Daf Chav Ches to Daf Samach. So the Gemara says on Samach Amud Beis, this halacha, Tanur Rabbanan, first wide line, the same price that's quoted there. So then the Gemara, though, expands on this Churban Beis HaMikdash theme. Tanur Rabbanan, Mikishachar V'Abayis V'Shniya, when the Churban Beis HaMikdash happened, Rabu Prushin Be Yisrael, there were many Prushim, there were many people who thought that we have to make more Gzeirish. Sholachol Basar V'Shol Lishtos Yayin, how could you eat meat when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? There are no carbonos. How can you drink wine when there's no wine being poured? Nisach HaYayin. So right after the Beis HaMikdash, they felt this very emotional attachment. They said, forget it. No more meat, no more wine. Like what we do during the 9 days. But they said, ever. Nitfa Lam Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, Amar Lahem, B'ni Mibnei Ma Iyatem Ochlim Basar, V'enetam Chosam Yayin. Why wouldn't you eat meat or drink wine? Amrulo Nocha Basar, Shemimenu Makriven Al-Gabi Mizbeach, V'yachsha Batel, Nishte Yayin Sheminaschan Al-Gabi Mizbeach, V'yachsha Batel. How can we do it? Amar lahem im kein lechem lo nochal. So he said, you know what? So you shouldn't eat bread. Shrei balu menachis. You shouldn't eat bread. So they said, okay, you're right. Efshar b'peiris. I guess we just have to eat fruit for the rest of our lives. Right? Yafe amarta, Rashi says. Peiris, so the Gemara says, he says, peiris lo nochal. What about fruit? Shekar bilu bikurim. What about bikurim? So they said, you're right. Efshar b'peiris acherim. So then he says, mayim lo nishta. Shekar bitol nisach hamayim. Right? You shouldn't drink wine. Shaska, they were quiet. Why? Because you can't live without wine. Right? Tosva says, Amailo Hadra, why didn't they answer? You know, you can drink water that's pasul l'gabi hamizbeach. The answer is no, water is water. Water is water. So Tosva says, aye, what about fruit juice? What about fruit juice? There's always water in fruit juice. Okay. But anyway, Amar Lemi says, Banai bo bo melachem. Let me tell you the secret. Shalolas abel kolik or yefshar. You can't say not to mourn at all. Shara nigzor gzera. Because there's already the gzera of the terrible tragedy. Yilas abel yosmida yefshar. But to say you're misabel more than appropriate is also not right. She goes in gzera. Let's see bur. Elakin roa tibi yachon la mod bo. Because you can't make a gzera on the tibur that most of the tibur can't handle. So therefore, what do? You could drink wine and eat meat. There are certain things that you can't do or you should do. Leave over a little area by the door that is not finished, and that would remind you of the Chorban. It's quoted in Shulchan Aruch, in Tavkuf Samach. Some say it to make it black. Right, some say different days about exactly how to do it. Lamaisa, Amar of Chizuk Kenegad Pesach. What does Kenegad Pesach mean? On top of the Pesach, right when you walk in, you see it. Different days also. But then the Gemara says, Osa Adam called Sarchi Suda Umushar Bar Duv Amur. Should leave over at the table a place which is not the minog. Osi Isha called Tashiteha Umushayers Duv Amur. The woman when she gets married should leave out a tashit, certain tashit, certain type of tiara that is not worn. Shnei Amar. And all this is based on the pasuk in Tehillim in Meshkachechi Yerushalayim. Tishkach Yemini, Tidbach Lashoni Lechiki Moskarechi. I don't want to forget Yerushalayim. That is the key to this idea of Zecha L'Chorban. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik once said, why Dafkin the Pasuk, do we have the tongue and the hand? Tidbach Lashoni Lechiki Imlo Eskarechi, and Tishkach Yemini, because when you make a Shvua, you use your mouth and you use your right hand. Right, when you make a Shvua. So we made a Shvua that we would never forget Yerushalayim. And therefore, those are the two items, two parts of the body that are mentioned. Maya Rosim Chasi, Efer Machle, putting ashes on the head of a Chasan, and the Makamat Filin, and we talk Kol Misabel Yerushalayim, Zocha Barobisim Chasa. Beautiful, beautiful. I mean, terrible, but this is the first sugya of Zecha L'Chorban. That's what our Gemara is referring to, because that's exactly the same Brisa that's quoted. But there is a totally different Gemara that's also, quote unquote, Zecher L'Chorban. And that's the Gemara in Meseches Sukkah and the Gemara in Meseches Rosh Hashanah. We'll see it from Sukkah on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Aleph. The Gemara says, let me just find it. The Gemara says in Sukkah here on Mem Aleph Amid Aleph that Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made 9 Gzeris. Barishona, Hayulula, Nita, Mikdash, Shiva. Originally, in the Beis HaMikdash, they shook the lulav for 7 days, based on the pasuk. Usvachtam l'fnei Hashem akeichem shivas yamim. And ubi medina out to the Beis HaMikdash one day. Ulukachtam l'chem b'yom harishon. Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, Hitzkin Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, Sheilulav nita b'medina, Shiva, Zecher l'mikdash. Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takana that outside the Beis HaMikdash, that you have you take it 7 days, Zecher l'mikdash. And another gzera, or another takana, Yom Hanef Kulo Asur, the whole second day of Pesach, when we don't have a karban, Omer, so the whole day is Asur, Mehir Yibana Beis HaMikdash. But again, that is based on Zecher l'mikdash also, says the Gemara there, Sukkah Daf Mem Aleph, Minolan Davdina Zecher l'mikdash, Amr B'Yochanan, so what should the Gemara say? Damar Kram, Meshkechech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yimini, that's what we just saw. Ibal Basra Daf Samach, no. A different pasuk is quoted. To Amar Kra, Ki Ala Aruchalach, Umimako Sayacher Paech, Num Hashem, Ki Nidacha Karulach, Tzioni, Doresh Einla. And we darshin Doresh Einla, Michal de Boydrisha. Tzion needs to be darshin, needs to be seeked out, and that is where Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made all of these takanas. So one second, there seems to be two different ideas going on here. Two different, and why do you need two psukim for? Barabasar Daf Samach, Zechel Mikdash is based on the Meshkach Yerushalayim. And you with the chasin and the house and sukkah mem aleph, the 9 takanas of Yochanan ben Zakkai zeichel lemikdash based on tzioni dorish einla, says Rav Soloveitchik, as quoted in the Rishima Shiurim in Sukkah, there daf mem aleph, there are two types of zeichel lemikdash. We might call it zecher lebinyan amikdash and zecher lechurban amikdash. Nira shebezeichel lemikdash yesh shnei dinim halach hilchas avelus zecher lemikdash. What's Baba Basra about? Zecha l'churban amigdash. Simonim of Avelus. We're so sad. It's tragic. In Meshkechech Yerushalayim, Tishkach Yemini. That's one type. But then you have Zecher l'binyan amigdash. Zecher to what used to be done in the Beis HaMikdash and Be'ez Hashem what will be done, and we want to be ready. Yom HaNeif. Or shaking a lulav of 7 days. There's nothing sad about that. din lizkar as a mitzvos akshuras lamikdash. Hainu lahalos alibenu as a mikdash. Kishayiyah bibinyano. Bimeir v'yameinu. V'zui asugi shalafaneinu. That's the sugi in sukkah. Ein bakach halos avelos ala avar. Elakiyam al shema asilavo. Kshem mikdash yibane. One's past focused and one's future focused. Wow. And he says, V'yitachein, shezecher kafel zem rumas bekrob in Megillah Zecha. That's a hint or two in the pasuk in the Megillah in Echa. Zachra Yerushalayim, yimei anya umrudeha, kol machamadeha, asher hayulam, yimei adem. Yimei anya umrudeha, churban va'avelus. Kol machamadeha, all the amazing things that happened in the Beis HaMikdash. But those are two ideas based on two different psukim. And they're two, even though both are important, but there could be mitzvos that are different. Lulav, we just said, that's the context of the Gemara in Sukkah. Lulav kol shiva, that's zecher lebinyan hamikdash. But let's say Sviras HaOmer. Sviras HaOmer, what is that about? Tosas points out in Megillah, that's the only mitzvah that we say Eihi Ratzon after we do it. That idea of Harachman, Harachman Yachsalon HaVodot Beis HaMikdash, that is already in Tosfos. That's a very old custom, says Tosfos. In Megillah, on Daf Chaf Amud Beis, V'yachar Shavirich Al Asfir Omer Yiratzon Shibane, Ma She'ein came B'tkiya Shofar V'lulav. What about Lulav Shofar? V'hayno Taim Lefi She'ein Ata Ela Haskara Lebinyan Beis HaMikdash. Because Svira reflects that we're missing something. Svira's HaOmer. Where's the Omer? Where's the Karba? We're missing something. So we daven. Aval L'Shofar V'lulav Yishasiya. Lulav? What do you mean? You're doing it. Even though you are doing what used to be done in the Mikdash, you're doing it. What does Tosfos mean? Maybe this point. Zecher lebinyan HaMikdash or Zecher lechurban HaMikdash. The Baal Amar, for sure holds this way. Right? Famous Baal Amar. The Baal Amar in Psachim on the last Amud of the Rif discusses why there is no Shehechiyanu when it comes to the mitzvah of Sviras HaOmer. Every other mitzvah that comes Mizman Lazman gets a Shehechiyanu. Says the Baal Amar, Ula Sviras HaOmer ein bo zecher l'shum hana'a elo la'agmas nafshenu l'churban beis ma'avyenu. Sviras HaOmer is a painful mitzvah. Painful mitzvah. Shachyon was only bedavar sheishbo shum hanaa. Natilas lulav is bala simcha. Tkiyah shofar lizikaron ben yisrael aviyim shashamayim. Mikra megillah chas rachman alanu parkinon. Pedyon aben. Davia ben get shachyonu. His son goes out misafik nefel. It's all simcha. What's the simcha by Omer? Right, the Baal Amar seems to say beferish. Like that Tosfos in Megillah Daf Chaf, that Sviras HaOmer is zecher to the Churban HaMikdash, and that's why we say Yehi Ratzon right afterwards. So Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, quoted in the Halicha Shlomo on Moadim, says that this idea of zecher HaMikdash, you have to have kavana when you do the mitzvah. It's an added kavana. So for example, when you shake a lulav the rest of the days of Sukkos, says Shlomo Zalman, Ho v'netilas lulav v'shar yimei achak emishim zecher HaMikdash, nachon lahosif kavana zu b'shas ha'netila. It's good to have this kavana, b'shas ha'netila, since it's all about zecher HaMikdash. And that's what he says on the in the footnotes, that you should just spread it around. You should tell everybody that you should have this kavana. Mistavar sheish l'chavin kavana zu b'shas ha'netila ki yari kol ha'takon ha'isa b'shul kach. V'yesh l'estapek. And then he has a safek. I'm sorry. V'hosif sham rabbeinu sheyil madavar zeh gam l'bnei beiso. Tell your family, says Rav Shlomo Zalman, that you know that the other 6 days are zecher HaMikdash. This is what they should do, the Beis HaMikdash. You should have that kavana also. Then he has the safek. What happens if somebody thinks that the netila is daraisa? Mi daraisa? Is he over Baltosif? Is he over Baltosif? Because he's supposed to do the zecher HaMikdash. V'yefshar da'ari domeh l'masha omer ma'nusach hinini muchan l'chaim izazek k'mo shekosav b'torah. We say in the hinini muchan before Sfira, k'mo shekosav b'torah. Different gears. Do you take that out? Do you not take that out? Some take it out. Some say no. It means it is daraisa originally. But again, he has that suffix about Baltosif. Again, it's connected to a comment of the Bikurei Yaakov, Rabbi Yaakov Etlinger, in Tafresh Nun Ches in Hilchos Sukkah, where he discusses something that some Achronim are machmir about. That is, we know the Rambam in a few places in Pirush Mishnayos holds that when it says Mikdash in the Mishnah, it means all of Yerushalayim. The last paragraph of Rosh Hashanah. The Mikdash are you token of Loba Medina. You blow in the Mikdash on Shabbos. So Rama holds that means all of Yerushalayim. You blow in the Mikdash on Shabbos. And if there a Bezdin, it's not a Bezdin, that's also part of the problem. So again, says the Bikurei Yaakov, according to the Rambam, that all of Yerushalayim has a din of Mikdash. So, or at least, you know, close by, says the Bikur Yaakov, Me'ata Yesh Levayr. Im Gam Bizman Azeh Yesh Lushlaim Din Zeh, Vizet Tali Ikdushas Yushalayim Kishal Asalavo. The Rama holds whether Kedushas Yushalayim is Kishal Asalavo, and if it is, then all of Yushalayim has a din of Netilas Lulav Daraisa called Shiva. Again, the old city. So Rav El Yashiv was Makbit to go to the Kotel every day of Sukkot. When to fulfill this Bikur Yaakov, because it could be that it's a din daraisa. For lo reisi leechan me'aposkim arishonim v'achronim shehizkir davar mizeh asher bor lafiyani esdaiti u'misha zocher ladur biyushalayim yerakodesh tibana v'sikokein yechavin l'kayim mitzvahs n'detil lulav kol zayin besafik imi daraisa imi d'rabanan sholav rabal tosef. Right, don't that is for sure daraisa, because then you violate bal tosef. That relates to Shlomo Zalman's ha'ara. Good. There's another point based on the Briska Rav. The Briska Rav in Menachos talks about a nafkamina between type 1 and type 2. Zecher lebinyan ha-mikdash, zecher lechorban ha-mikdash. Does it have to have the same standards as the mitzvah that was done in the mikdash? Can there be any differences between them? What is the Gris commenting on? He's commenting on that Gemara in Menachos daf samach vav about Sfiras Omer, where it says Ameimar only counted days and not weeks. Ameimar money yami v'lamani shvuei. Why? He said zecher lemikdashu, zecher lemikdash. So what does he mean? Says the Brisker Rav. You know what he means? He means it's zecher lemikdash, and therefore it's not really what was done in the mikdash. Zecher lechurban hamikdash, and therefore one doesn't have to do it exactly as it was done. You're not mimicking what was done. Nira deitz etakana shetiknu rabbanan b'isa svira. This is in the Griz in Menachos. This is not that kind of the Rabbanan said. Bizman hazeh kemosha haya achiyah midaraisa bizman hamikdash. De'im kein gam yomei v'shuvei bo l'mimnei. She had the same standards. The gam l'shavui bo yizecher kemo l'yomei. El dezeh takana sheyizecher l'mikdash hu takana d'rabbanan miyuchede zecher l'mikdash. He doesn't use our lashonos of binyan and korban, but he's saying it's not to mimic what was done. It is just to have some type of zecher. It's not on the same level. And he says, that's why you find some psulim by, let's say, a lulav, even though lulav we put in the first category, but that's the Brisker Rav. It could be that's the machlokas ha-maran there, because my Bar Avashi does not hold that way. Right? We hold the yomei and shavuei. So one of the pshatim might be, which type of zecher l'mikdash is it? This whole idea relates to the fact that we have a chiyuv to think about the Beis HaMikdash, to hope for the Beis HaMikdash. Remember the smak? The smak in Mitzvah Aleph tells us that the Gemara in Shabbos Lamed Aleph of Sipisal Yeshua, you have to hope for the salvation. Where does that come from? Where does it say in the Torah you have to hope for the salvation? It says the smak in Mitzvah Aleph, it's part of Emunah, that we have to believe that just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out of Mitzrayim, so too He is going to take us out of this galus, the Meher of Yameinu, and that is part of the Mitzvah of Emunah. The Heichan Sivanu Mitzvah Zu. Where do, he says the smock, where do we have this mitzvah? Sivisal Yeshua. Elashvamina Bezet Tali. Shekashem Shishlon Alahamin. Shotzianim Mitzrayim. Techsevanoch Hesham Lokecha Shosi Sicha. Vial Karchan. Meacher Shudi Berhachi Kamar. Shem Shani Rosesha Taminubi. Shari Osesi Eschem. Kachani Rosesha Tabinubi. Shani Hesham Lokechem. Vani Osel Lakabet Eschem. Ule Hoshiachem. And the Sosi Sharb writes about this at length also in a beautiful parak. In parak Yutes. In Chelkei HaChasidus, he says, Vaday tzarach sheyitztayer tamid tzar mamish al agolus v'al achurban. It should pain us that Hashem doesn't have a house. Mitzan maz shezeh gori miyut kaviyachol lechvodi yisbarach v'yisave l'geula. And even if Mashiach doesn't come in your lifetime, or when you daven, you think Hashem's not happy about that? Hashem gets such nachas when we daven for the Beis HaMikdash. Kfar nachas ruach hu lefan of Yisbarach, shiubana mevak shemu mispalim al zos, v'yav shelo te'oseh bakashosam, v'bnei shelo yigi hazman, o me'ez hazman tshayiyah, hine heim asu ha-shalahem, v'kadosh baruch hu sameach bazeh. We have to recognize it gives Hashem's inner simcha, and we cannot stop seeking. And if we don't, focus on it, and if we don't daven for it, that could be even a little kfira. It's mashba from the Rambam. In Hilchos Malachim, in Perek Yud Aleph, the Rambam says, when he talks about Yemos HaMashiach, the Rambam's lashon is, HaMelech HaMashiach HaSir LaAmor LaAchzir Balchus Beisav LiYashana HaMemshala HaRishona. And then he says, V'chol Misheino Mamin Bo, O Misheino Mechake LiBiyaso. Somebody doesn't believe in it, or somebody does not wait for its coming with anticipation. Lo bishar neviim bovadu kofer. Not only is it kfira of other neviim that talk about the Mashiach, Yirmiyo and Yecheskel, ela b'Torah u b'Moshe Rabbeinu. the Torah itself. Shri HaTorah he'ida alav she'ne'amar v'sham ha'shem lakach ha'shev ozcha v'richam ha'cha v'sham v'kibetzcha mo'chalamim. Im yeh nedach v'zeh ha'shem v'sham v'kibetzcha. It's going to happen. Ve'ilu dvarim mefurashim b'Torah. Him kolim kol ha'dvarim. She'ne'amar ha'idei kol ha'nevi'im. Af parshas Bilam, Nomar v'sham niba v'shnei ha'mashichim. Mashiach ha'rishon shu David shoshias Yisrael. Mashiach ha'achron shi'yamo v'barat shom Mashiach Yisrael mi'abnei Esav. V'sham mikos psukim. So we have to hope for it. It's part of emunah, not just knowing, but realizing that it is going to happen. The Nesiva Shalom has a kuntras, Haharuga Alecha, all about the Churban and the Shoah, Churban of the Shoah. He writes there, if somebody doesn't believe in Mashiach and doesn't hope for Mashiach, then basically you're saying that this world is the goal, and you're happy in this world. Do you think Olam Hazeh is it? That's Kfira. We have to hope for the future. But that shows that we believe in Olam Haba. We just focus on now. And he says, and there's such a tremendous Yetzirah not to be Mitzapa the Geula. The Yetzirah knows what a powerful tool it is for Tzipis the Geula. And that's why he tries so hard to get us not. But that's what's going to bring the Geula. The Tzipia brings the Geula. The Kuzari said, we don't daven for it. And that's why it's not coming. We have to try to daven for it. The more we're Mitzapa, the more it will come. But again, part of that is fulfilling these mitzvahs that are Zecher LeMikdash.